We assume that there are many others, but the two that we know how to test for are BRCA1 and BRCA2. Angelina Jolie says that she has a BRCA1 mutation. Women that have that mutation have an up to 80% chance of getting breast cancer and a 40 to 50% chance of getting ovarian cancer. Interestingly, that is very serious numbers for those women that do have the gene, but less than 0.1% of women carry that gene, and actually only 5% of women who get breast cancer get it because of that gene. So we're talking about a very small segment of women, but very serious information for those women.
If a woman does test positive for one of these genetic mutations, there are several options, right? The option that Angelina Jolie chose was to have a double mastectomy, but that isn't a given if you have the gene, is it?
If you have a mutation of BRCA, you have many options available to you. Some women choose intensified surveillance, which means they're getting an annual mammogram starting when they're younger, as well as an annual MRI. And we stagger those so they're getting some radiologic exam every 6 months. So pretty much we're looking at their breasts every 6 months with radiology and with a clinical exam. Also, women can choose to take the drug tamoxifen, which reduces their risk by 50%. Another thing that women with a BRCA mutation can do to decrease their risk of breast cancer is actually to remove their ovaries. If you remove the ovaries, it gets rid of the risk of ovarian cancer, and it decreases the risk of breast cancer by 30%. So Ms. Jolie chose to have her breast surgery done first and says maybe she'll have her ovarian surgery done later. But a lot of women will choose to have it the other way around because removing the ovaries helps with the breast cancer risk. So some women choose to do surveillance. Some women choose to reduce their risk. Some women do choose the path that she had, which is bilateral mastectomy with immediate reconstruction or without. And I have patients that fall into all of those groups.
For some women who carry the mutation, they may choose to do nothing.
Absolutely. What I think is very important is that it's important to have a visit with a certified genetics counselor prior to getting blood drawn. Because for something very serious like that, you need to know that you're testing the right person for the right thing, and you need to know that the woman has an idea of what she's going to do with the result, whether it's positive or negative. People can be very negatively impacted if they get a result that they weren't prepared to deal with. So the counseling part of genetic testing is as important as drawing blood and sending it to a lab.
What are the other factors or criteria that women should consider in terms of deciding whether or not to even have the test?
Well, essentially, you have to determine what you're going to do with those results and what place you are in your life. If it's just going to make you anxious knowing that you have it, you shouldn't do that. But some women, if they have the test, it will alter, their childbearing plans. Some women will choose to, have their children closer together. Some women will choose to have their ovaries out. Some women will choose, if they have not had children yet and they know that they carry this mutation, they can have their eggs removed, and they can have those eggs tested for BRCA and have in vitro fertilization of only embryos that do not carry the genetic mutation. So some younger women that know this is in their family might want to get tested before they have children so they can possibly use that approach to save their children from inheriting the gene. So it's all about your place in life, your personal situation. And again, I can't stress enough that a visit with a certified genetics counselor to talk this over before having blood drawn is very important.
In reading about this, it was interesting to me that if you're talking about family history, it isn't just your mother's family history with cancer that matters, your father as well.
Absolutely. We get 50% of our genetic heritage from our mother and 50% from our father. So men can get breast cancer. 2,000 men every year in the U.S. do get breast cancer. But on the father's side of the family, we're also looking for cancers like melanomas, pancreatic cancer, bile duct cancers. There are other cancers that you may see popping up on the father's side that would clue you into a BRCA mutation on that side of the family. Also, all women should not be tested for BRCA. That would be crazy considering that 0.1% of the population carries it. So it's women that have diagnoses in their family of breast cancer before age 50. So a lot of female relatives that are getting breast cancer very young, or women who themselves have gotten breast cancer very young. Also ovarian cancer and breast cancer on the same side of a family. Women of Ashkenazi Jewish descent have a higher risk of having a BRCA mutation, as do women with certain types of breast cancer. So it's really only a select few women that are really eligible for consultation and testing. But for those women, it can be absolutely life-saving.
The testing is expensive for some women, up to $3,000.
I wish we could offer free testing. What we do offer is free consultation with a genetics counselor. That's paid for through the Northwest Healthcare Foundation. So we certainly do pay the genetics counselor, but we allow the patient to access that for free. And again, about half of patients will end up meeting with a genetics counselor and finding out they don't need the test. Those people that do need the blood test is only done by one company, Myriad Genetics in Salt Lake, and we can draw blood and send it to them. There are many insurances will cover BRCA testing for eligible women. Also, Medicaid will cover it for some women and Medicare for some women. The state of Montana has a program where we can get some women covered who don't have access to testing otherwise. And Myriad Genetics does have a charity program. I've had many patients have their testing covered by Myriad Genetics. So again, it starts with the consultation with the genetics counselor that I'm very proud that we can offer to women free of charge.
Do you know if insurance covers if someone like Angelina Jolie decides to have this preventive surgery? Is that something that would be covered by insurance?
Many insurances do cover prophylactic bilateral mastectomy, because if you're considering the cost of a bilateral prophylactic mastectomy with reconstruction, next to the cost of caring for a cancer patient, it makes economic sense to help these women prevent themselves from getting cancer in the first place. So I have many patients who have had prophylactic surgery because of BRCA mutation, and they have been covered by insurance.
Have you been getting a lot of inquiries since Angelina Jolie made her situation public?
Absolutely. Her brave move to come out into the public has resulted in kind of two things. Number one, we have had a lot of patients coming forward, going to their primary care doctor and saying, do you think that I should have testing or counseling? The primary care doctor will then get them here to the Bass Breast Center to talk to our geneticist. Also, interestingly, I've had a lot of patients who aren't high risk, but they've been reminded by her being so public about this, they've been reminded that they're overdue for their screening or they need to be doing a self-breast exam. And so it's only 0.1% of women that has a BRCA mutation, but everyone else benefits from the increased awareness and reminder that no matter what our cancer risk is, we all need to be thinking about ways that we can reduce our personal risk. So it's had kind of two effects, both of them good.
I want to quote from the letter to the editor of the New York Times that Angelina Jolie wrote about her surgery and her decision. And the end of the letter is, I think, an interesting statement. She says, quote, "Life comes with many challenges. The ones that should not scare us are the ones we can take on and take control of."
That's a brave and wonderful woman. I think that that's a quote that you can apply to breast cancer, your health, and your life. And I couldn't agree with that more.
Well, I have been speaking with Dr. Melissa Hovatt, who is a breast cancer surgeon with Kalispell Regional Healthcare and director of the Bass Breast Center. Dr. Hovatt, thank you so much.
The more women that we have inquiring about how they can better their health, that's always a good thing. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you.